Rain is still expected to occur across a large part of the Midwest as we move forward through this next full week to 10 days, and the wet conditions will likely slow down some of the planting progress that has occurred recently. But of course, the latest USDA data says that there's no need to worry about delays in field work because we're so far ahead of average in so many areas. Illinois is 79% done, and Indiana certainly not too far behind, and these are way above average. We will expect to see some field work slow down, and the coming precipitation will likely put moisture back into the soil so that these crops can germinate and emerge in a favorable environment. But there will be a few locations that may get a little bit too wet, and we'll need to watch those, but that won't be very common. There will be enough precipitation around, though, that future planting will be sluggish, and that's probably the most important theme for right now. This will last for a week to 10 days, and then we should see conditions starting to improve again somewhat. Temperatures will be warm this week, still expecting to see upper 70 and 80 degree highs across a big part of the Midwest. That will take us all the way into the weekend, and we'll likely see low temperatures at night, mostly in the 40s and 50s with a few 60s in the south, and perhaps a couple of upper 30s on the northern fringes of crop country. Next week's weather will trend a little cooler, and we'll also see some drier air dropping into the upper parts of the Midwest. As a result of this, there may be some improving tendencies for field work in portions of Minnesota, the Dakotas, Wisconsin, and Michigan, but rain may continue to fall in the lower parts of the region. This delta and southeast are looking quite dry. The latest soil assessment shows the ground has firmed up in many of these areas, and the forecast is not offering a tremendous amount of new precipitation across the region over the coming week. So crop stress is likely to become more of an issue as time moves forward. The areas of greatest concern seem to be from Mississippi into Alabama, Georgia, South Carolina, and portions of Florida, and we'll continue to watch those areas as we move forward through the rest of this week and into next week. The chances are that we'll see an improvement in rainfall during the second week of the outlook as colder air drops down from Canada into the Midwest. That'll be the best opportunity for generating rainfall in some of these drier locations. The northern U.S. plains and Canada's prairies will also see some frequent precipitation for a while. All that dry bias we had earlier this season is abating, and we'll likely see a bit of a delay in field work across both regions. But hopefully in the long run, the precipitation will prove to be beneficial with good yield potentials expected across some of those areas. Well, the temperatures across the Midwest will be warm this week, as I mentioned. We'll look for upper 70 and 80 degree temperatures over these next several days. And a cooling trend will occur next week that will bring those high temperatures back to the 50s and 60s in northern areas and perhaps 60s and lower 70s in the south. There is some potential for unusually cool conditions to evolve, but right now confidence is low, and we'll likely see the lowest temperatures next week, mostly upper 30s and 40s. Keep an eye on that cold air mass next week. It still has potential to develop a better developed surface high pressure system, and if that happens, we may end up seeing a greater potential for a little bit of a frost and freeze event returning to portions of the region, but that is not on the charts this morning. In weather overseas, you should be aware of two things. Number one, it's dry across south central portions of Russia again. The same area that's been impacted by drought in the last 3 years is doing it again, and we'll see this pattern continue for a while. It is focused on the lower Volga River basin, but includes eastern Ukraine as well as south central Russia. And the second area of concern is in eastern Europe, where it's also drying out, but this area has a much better chance for rain as we move forward over the next 10 days. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.